Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Living Smart and Well, the best of Inez Bracey. Inez is currently traveling the world, and each week she will keep you up to date on her adventures when she lets you know where in the world is Inez at the beginning of each show. We hope you enjoy this encore presentation of Living Smart and Well. And now, here is Inez Bracey.
Good afternoon. This is Inez with Where in the World is Inez. When I left Orlando, I flew out of Orlando to Detroit, and then from Detroit to Japan, and from Japan to Manila. It was interesting because my whole thought process was that once I got on the plane from Detroit, since I didn't board until 3:30 p.m., it would get dark and I would sleep all the way. Well, to my amazement and delight, it was daylight from Detroit all the way to Japan. We flew over Russia, Alaska, Canada, and then into Japan. And as we flew over the different cold areas, I was just so mesmerized when I look out the window and all I would see would be ice caps and just ice and snow and frozen rivers. And I was just thrilled to be a part of that. And then, of course, landing in Japan, it was cold, which was unusual because every place we had gone so far had been warm. And when I boarded, it was warm, Detroit was warm, and then Japan was cold. And once arriving in Manila again, it's hot, 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 and I am loving it because if you know me, you know how much I enjoy hot weather. One of the reasons for my trip was to witness my nephew getting married. He got married in Angeles City, Philippines, and the decorations, the bride, my nephew, everything was just beautiful. The ceremony was amazing because they had a judge do the ceremony. Not only did he do a traditional ceremony, but he put a little humor into it. And one of the things that he said during the ceremony that really everybody laughed was, to my nephew, he said, there are three things that you must do. And the first one is to give his wife U.S. dollars. The second is to give his wife pesos. And the third is to always say yes, dear. And everybody in the ceremony just started laughing because it was just so funny that he did that. Then once we left the Angeles City, we came into Manila, and Manila is, I'll tell you, I will not drive in Manila. I will ride with my eyes closed, peeking through my fingers. It is amazing how people just cut you off and do everything else they want to do. But other than that, everything has been going great. Had the opportunity to have a really delightful massage, and it was amazing because I had tension in my shoulders, and now that's all gone. And we stayed at the New World Hotel in Makati, and that was absolutely unbelievable. So if you go to my page again, facebook.com/Inez Bracey, you will be able to see the pictures from the wedding, and you will also see pictures of my room, of the area from my room in the New World Hotel. I will be back again next week with more information on Where in the World is Inez. Have a fabulous week.
Are you ready to pamper yourself with luxury that is within reach? As a loyal listener, you can now get cash back, rebates of up to 30%, and discounts up to 60% while shopping at over 1,100 of your favorite stores. You deserve it. Let yourself go wild at loveloyaltysuperstore.com, where paying retail price is a thing of the past. I've experienced this fabulous internet savings mall and highly recommend it to you. Be sure to visit LoveLoyaltySuperstore.com to enjoy shopping in a whole new way at LoveLoyaltySuperstore.com.
This is the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well, and I am so delighted that you have decided to join us today. We are excited about the information that we will be talking about because I think that it's a great time to look into everything that my guest Jahari will be saying. Today I have as my very special guest a very dear friend who is just amazing, and she is the creator of Sexy Size. And when I met her, I said, Sexy Size? She says, yes. And when she started telling me about all the benefits that one gets from taking her fitness wellness classes, it is amazing as women, especially as we get older, what happens to us and how we begin to change the way we walk and everything else. So working with my guest, Jahari, gives one the opportunity to really look back at their life, see who they are, who they are being, and to begin to do things in a different way. It makes a big difference where we are in our life. So I have my guest, Jahari. Welcome to the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well. I'm so delighted that you're here.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Tell me about Sexy Size. How did you come up with that?
Sexy Size, I came up with for women to reconnect with their inner diva. I wanted women to be able to have a fun way to exercise as well as getting the physical benefits of the activity. But most of all, I wanted us to reconnect with our inner goddess. I wanted us to reconnect with our inner beauty and to bring that out along with the fitness program. So I created Sexy Size. It's a different groups of dancing from burlesque to hula that gives the fitness part of exercise, but also the self-confident portion of it for us to reconnect that inside.
Okay, now you mentioned the inner goddess twice, and then you talked about inner beauty. Let's talk a little bit about that because that's a lot of what I do. I don't do the exercise piece, but I do it working with my clients, giving them strategies and tips how to reconnect mentally and things like that. So when we are looking at the inner goddess, what does that mean for you?
For me, that means reaching inside, bringing out that inner beauty, with whatever it may be to you. I like reaching in and say for strutting. I love to help you to poise correctly and then bring out your inner beauty on walking. Look for your self-expression of what that strut may mean to you or your self-expression of what burlesque dance brings out of you. So it's mainly for you to unleash your inside beauty. It's for you to reconnect to that, to bring that femininity out and show the world your light.
Okay, now we keep saying reconnect. What makes you think that it's gone?
Well, we all have it in there. I believe that we have everything we need inside of us. And when I say reconnect, I mean we get so busy with our careers, the family, the children, the husband, and other things that we kind of push that behind and put that in last place. So what I like to do is inspire women to bring that back to the forefront. And when you bring it back to the forefront, all the things will line up and then everything will work for the better. The wife, you'll be the wife, the children, school, your career. Everything lines up once you reconnect with yourself and take care of yourself, everything else falls in place.
Okay, so now what I hear you saying, I think, is that one gets to realign with their center, with their core, with their values. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
And that realigning, okay, I understand the realigning piece, but are there any other benefits that I might receive taking the sexercise classes?
Sexercise classes, well, if the burlesque also brings out, I would say, associate with confidence. The swaying and the strutting of the body brings out a lot of, enhances your self-confidence. All of the dances really is made to do that.
Okay, so we're talking about confidence, and when one is confident, how will others know if one is confident when they show up? What might be some signals there?
I would think once you gain that confidence, you'll have that poise, grace, and that posture that shows that standing up straight, strutting across the room, your head is up, eyes are forward, walking as you come in. So it just gives you a whole different body posture. It gives you grace of movement. That would show confidence.
Awesome. And I like what you said, because just the other day I was driving home, and for some reason we have a cat loose in my neighborhood. And I was backing up today, and I saw it, and I said, I hope it stays across the street. And it did. But as I was driving home the other day, I had to stop and pause because I saw this cat stalking something. And felines have a way of moving that is so graceful. So I was mesmerized by it. So is this what happens when a woman has confidence? The movement becomes more fluid and people know she's got it all going on. She's owning who she is. Is that what happens?
Exactly, yes, that movement. Like you spoke of, that cat, I mean, it's just so beautiful walking across there, that poise that she exudes. Everyone can just see her confidence.
Okay, I know that you mentioned burlesque. Let's talk a little bit. What might be one thing that we can share on the show, that a movement that one can do in burlesque that would begin the process of people beginning to know and like who they are? Because that's really what it comes down to.
I would start out with the mirror exercise with burlesque. Get yourself standing, looking in the mirror. A goddess pose is what I teach. And once you get that goddess pose, then you just sway in a way that that cat would have, just move and strut across the room and come back. Also, you could just, I just can't get it all together, but the main thing is to look at yourself and love what you're seeing.
Now that is powerful, because too many of us, even though we put on makeup every day, we rush by the mirror, and even when we're putting on our makeup, we don't see ourselves and forget about standing in front of a full-length mirror and looking at ourselves. Yeah, we'll look to see if our slippers hang or if our clothes or whatever we want them to be, but we don't really focus. I love the idea that you do this mirror exercise, because that does bring out a lot. And you probably have some women breaking down in tears. Do you ever find that happening?
I do. I find some women that never have really looked at themselves in the mirror. If they do, like you said, just for a glance, and then they're off to do something else. But in our exercise, we stand in the mirror in our goddess pose, and we look at ourselves and love each and every part of ourselves just the way we are. And when the dance starts, then you're bringing out your inner beauty. So you're working with just what you have, you know, and loving to learn it, love it just the way it is.
I really appreciate the point that you just made, loving you just as you are. Because I have clients who say, well, when I lose 50 pounds, I lose 20 pounds. I said, No. It's important that we love each little indentation, each little lump, each little bump, because I have found that when we start loving that, if our goal is to release some of those bumps and whatever to the universe, it becomes a lot easier to do because we love ourselves. Have you found that to be true?
Mm-hmm. That is very true. That is very true with all of them. I had one client that when she came in, she was so nervous. She had never danced before. And she was like, okay, I can't dance at all. I have two left feet. So I said, don't worry about it. We're going to do the mirror exercise, and we'll start to move just some of the different parts of the body. By the time she finished the first hour, she had let her hair down. She was moving beautifully. She gained some self-confidence in order to obtain the dances. When I did my first breast awareness show, she was one of the dancers. That was the first time she had ever been on stage. But she performed beautifully. But she gained that confidence by doing some of the mirror exercises and doing the repeated classwork. Then they also give them homework to do. So after that, to me, that was just a wonderful transformation from not ever dancing to dancing on stage.
Wow, that is a wonderful transformation. Now, when you have women who are in relationships and they start doing this, how does that affect their relationship? Have you had anything like that happen?
I have. I've had some of the ladies come in and the husbands are starting to pay for classes in advance. I've had some say that it rekindled some of their relationships. It helped her to be more confident. So things are just heated up at home. And the husbands are really thankful for it. Also, I've had one come to me and say, you know, Jari, you just brought the life and light back in my wife's eyes, and I really appreciate that. So, you know, it's wonderful to have the women to be able to enhance themselves that way, because it's always there. We just need to reconnect to it.
You use the word enhance, and I like that word, because as I tell my clients, you're perfect just as you are. You don't have to do anything unless you decide to do so. But if you'd like to tweak something a little bit or enhance something here or there, that is what you're for. That's what I'm here for, and that's what you do also, Jahari. So when we have that enhancement going on, and it translates from just movement, I understand, to being in the mental and conscious, too. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, we are. Yes, it is.
So now we talked about burlesque, and I know you do belly dance. What would be, let's say we had somebody in a wheelchair who wants to really get involved in doing something, even though they just have their upper body and they can't use the bottom part of their body. Did you do anything with those type of women too?
Yes,
because they're still alive. I mean, they want to be around people.
They do, and I offer a belly dance or a chair dance, belly dance class, and some of the other classes also for people with limited mobility issues. And they can get a full upper body workout. Belly dance gives a great arm workout. Your snake arms is wonderful for tightening your arm muscles. And also the what we call a omi, which is just a circle, which you move the body in a circle movement while you're sitting in the chair. And that strengthens all of your core and your lower back. You know, those classes are for people with limited mobility. And they also dress up. We put on a hip scarf around the shoulder part, some little danglies, and sometimes we pull out the veils for our chair dancing. But they still can be involved and gain a lot of upper body strength and get a full upper body workout.
And I think that is so important, because sometimes we start to discard people or we look at them as if they can't do, but they still want to be active and they want to be involved in living because they're still alive, and I like that. I'm reminded of a time years ago when my sisters and my niece and we all went out to this nightclub, and this guy came in a wheelchair. And, you know, he would not have come to a dance place if he didn't want to dance, even though he's in a wheelchair. And everybody was just shining him right. So I walked over and asked him if he wanted to dance. It just lit him up for the rest of the night because I danced with him. And it was so amazing. It just made his night. So, yes, dance is still important for people who, as you say, have limited mobility. So I think that's very, very important, too. So you have burlesque, belly dance, hula. What were you going to say?
No, I was saying that I like to include all ladies, you know, all walks of life, because it is very important for you. If you can't move physically your whole body, you still need to keep your mind positive and moving ahead.
That's a great point. Having a positive attitude is very, very important. I think that helps us continue to have the lifestyle that we desire. Now, with the burlesque, the belly dance, let's talk about, and I know you have chair dance. Tell me a little bit about the chair dance.
Chair dance is one of the ladies' favorites. It gives you a prop. And you learn to do different dances with it. It's not as easy as people see it, because you use a lot of leg muscles, all of your core muscles, in order to perform the tricks that we do on the dance. And it leads into floor exercises where you get a lot more of your tightening of the core. So chair dance is a lot of fun, and ladies love it because then you have a prop to use.
Now, is chair dance the same as lap dance in the exotic clubs?
It's a little bit different. Chair dance is that we use the chair as our prop in order to maybe sit and do a dance exercise. And lap dance is going to be the person is in that chair. And then we would do the dance on their lap or around them as they sit in the chair. Now, that would be a lap dance class that I offer for special occasions.
Wow, you got all the tricks going on. That sounds wonderful. What about hula? Tell us about the hula that you teach, because I know you'll be doing a demonstration here at our Mind, Body, Spirit Center on Thursday at 6 p.m. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Now, the hula, that's going to be a little bit of Tahitian, Hawaiian, and it's going to also be packed with benefits. For the body, it provides toning of the hips, the stomach, the thighs, and the calves, but also in...
Wait a minute, don't go so fast over that. You said the hips, the thighs, the stomach, and the calves?
Mm-hmm, and the arms.
And the arms. Well, that's a pretty good workout. Okay.
That's going to be a total body workout. But the beauty about it is that it's a low impact, but a medium cardiovascular workout. So it's not so much pressure on your knees and on the body, but it also gives you a good cardiovascular workout. So depending on our song selection, you'll be able to burn more calories, but also you'll be able to stretch your back and you'll work on your posture, because in hula, your knees are bent most of the time with all of the movement. So that means we're going to tuck that core in order to get it to the correct back position so that we can perform the steps.
Okay. So when you just said a mouthful, when you tuck the core.
Mm-hmm. Now tuck that pelvis under.
Mm-hmm.
And bend our knees. Just, you know, everybody can stand up. Tuck your pelvis forward just a tiny bit. Bend your knees. And then sway your hips from left to right. In doing that, you have just did a lower body workout. Your core, your abs, your legs, everything just worked out with just that small of a movement. And, you know, Hawaii is all about the swaying of the hands and swaying of the hips to show those elegant, graceful moves. So that's what we'll be doing at the Mind and Body Center.
So now let's talk a little bit about that, because I noticed that some women, as they get older, they start walking forward. They lean forward when they're walking. They no longer have that sway. With the exercise and these fitness routines that you do, the dances that you teach, would that help them to release that and start leaning back again and start walking with the sway?
Now, that would be our strut fitness. Now, that realigns that your body so that you can pull those shoulders back, chest up, again, pelvis a little bit tilted forward, feet slightly out to the side, and then you start to walk in the correct upper posture manner. And it enforces you to, it enhances you to put your shoulders back and then walk forward so that you don't walk bent over. Now you're standing straight up. You know, and with reinforcement and repetition of class practice, after a while it becomes normal to you. You won't have that bent openness. You'll walk upright all the time and poised.
You said a very important thing, repetition, because I think it is going to be important. It's not going to happen most likely in one class session. So I know here at the Mind, Body, Spirit Center, after your demonstration, Daya and I will be available because you are planning to do more classes here so we can schedule sessions, classes, so that people can come in and work out with you and see the difference over the summer, which that is so exciting to me because once we start, it's not going to stop. I know for me, when I start seeing a result, the way I want to get in my body, you can't stop me from working out. Even though the first, I know when I go back to the gym, the first two or three visits, I'm just in so much agony because I haven't been using those muscles. And will people find that the muscles that they haven't used might be a little bit sore the next day by working out with these dances?
Now, for sure. After hula, your arms and your calf muscles would be very sore the next day. But you will see the tightening of the thighs is one of the larger benefits that I've seen most women get from the hula dancing. Their legs are toned, looking like dancer legs. So that's our main thing with the hula, is you will see benefits relatively quickly, but also you will have the soreness. But, you know, after the soreness comes that beauty.
Oh, you got to hurt to get pretty. Oh, my goodness. I love what you're saying. So for those people who might experience a little bit of soreness, you will have some tips for them after the workout so that they can do something for themselves when they get home and throughout the rest of the day, the next day and the next day, so that the soreness might be a little bit minimized?
Yes, it was. Yeah, I'll have a little tips at the handout that I give everyone. And also, you know, you're going to take a cold ice pack and place it there for about half an hour, then remove it. And stretching is so important before you start exercising and after, and keeping your, you know, your body getting it ready for exercise. So when you get up, it's good to just do, I'll give you three tips to do in the morning to stretch your body out in order to not feel so much of the pain. But mainly, it won't be too bad. It's just a little bit of cold pack, and you'll be fine.
I like that. Tell me and tell us what you'd like us to take away from this show today. What benefit can we take away from this show today?
That's it. The main benefit I would like everyone to know is that Sexy Size Dance Fitness is here to enhance and help women and inspire them to reconnect with themselves and to bring out their inner beauty. And we do that along with exercise, but also we do it through dance. I use dance as my tool in order to help you to reach your fitness goals while helping you to enhance your confidence and inspiring you to go to the next level of life, wherever that may be. That's my main goal, is to just help women to reconnect with themselves.
I am impressed with the way you have taken dance to a different level as I'm seeing it, because many people go to the gym and you have our fitness routines and you pull on the weights and you do all this, but we're doing it because we want to be fit. And sometimes we just go even though we're not enjoying it, but we know what the benefits will be. But what you just told me is that you are using dance as your tool for women to reach the same type of, have the same type of experience in fitness and have fun while they're doing it, something that they can enjoy a lot more. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes,
so dance is your tool.
Dance is my tool.
Loving it, loving it. Can't wait for Thursday night so I can do my hula piece. This has been the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well. Jahari, thank you so much for being on the Living Smart and Well Show. I am so delighted that you were here. And if you're anywhere in the Central Florida area and you are excited about learning something new, because that's one of the things that also keeps us young, learning something new, be sure to call 386-747-0804.
Yes.
Thank you, Jahari, for being here. We will be back next week. And don't forget to go to Inez Bracey International and like my Facebook page, as well as follow me on Twitter. That's Inez Bracey. We will be back next week with another guest sharing information that if you just take one tip and use it throughout the week, I guarantee you that you will see a magnificent, significant change in your life. Go out and create a fantabulous week.
Remember to go to loveloyaltysuperstore.com, L-O-V-E, loyaltysuperstore.com today to experience the fun and the joy of shopping from the comfort of your home at 1,100 of your favorite national merchants and receive up to 30% cash rebates and 60% discounts on your purchases at loveloyaltysuperstore.com. Be sure to scroll down and download the Cashback Finder at loveloyaltysuperstore.com.